Paul and Barnabas were preaching to the people. A man sitting on the ground listening, who has been lame from the time his mom born him. Paul knew that he believed that he could heal him. So he said to him, "Stand on your feet." The man jumped up one time and walked. When the people saw the thing that Paul has done, they shouted, "God that looked like man has come down to us." They called Paul Mercurius and Barnabas Jupiter, that the stone god they worship. Up. The Jupiter preacher who was in the town brought cows, goats, and fine leaves to the gate of the city. They wanted to offer sacrifice to them. When Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes. They went to the people and shouted, "You men, what kind of thing are you doing? We are the men the same as you are, and we have come to tell you about God's word. Leave the thing which is not true. Turn to the living God who made the heavens and the earth, and all that is in them." God is in heaven, and he does the thing he wants to do. It be the hands of men that make the gods of silver and gold. They have the mouth, but they are not fit to speak. They have eyes, but they are not fit to see. They have ears, but they are not fit to hear. They have noses, but they are not fit to smell. They have hands, but they are not fit to use them. They have feet, but they are not fit to walk. The people who make the stone gods are like them. Those who trust in stone or wood gods are like them. We know that images have no power in this world. There is only one God, he said. Do not have other gods beside me. Do not try to make up a god the same way as things in the sky. All is the same on the earth. All is the same in the water. Do not pray to other gods or give respect to them, because I am a God with all power. For there is one God and one person who comes in between God and man, Jesus Christ, the man. He was God living on the earth. He did not have anything. Angels saw him, and he preached to the strangers. People in this world believed on him. Then he left the earth and went up into heaven. There is no other way to get salvation, for there is no other name under heaven to get salvation by. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, washes us from all sins. God's word says, "There is life eternal, so that they can know thee, the only one God, the true one, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." If anyone is in Christ, he is new person. All the old past finished. But you are not fit to have a new past and hold on your sin at the same time. When you have sin in your heart, God will not allow you to stand in front of him. He will say, "I have looked in my book of life, and I do not find your name there. You must go to the same town where your father, the devil, lives." But God still loves you. He wants to take away that sin, covered with his blood, so that you can stand before him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I hear that Mary is sick too much, so I want to go to her house to tell her how to, and to tell her about the good news that I read in the Bible. She has been sick too much for a long time, and plenty of people say that she is going to die. The word that comes to my heart, I know it can help her too. Papa. Come on, Mary. Do you feel small part better today?
No, my brother. It looks like I am going to die, and I feel so.
I beg you, Mary, don't say that. We want you to get better again.
I know, but now I see everything look dark, so, and it is all dark too much.
But somebody told me last night that a big God man came here and you confessed your sin to him. First time they baptized you. You have been a good girl. Every time you went to church and you say your prayers. You don't think that could help you?
My brother, those things are true, but now I know that I am not ready to die.
But true, Mary, all those things are not fit to help you. First time I went to church, every time, and I sang the same thing. One day, a man gave me a small book, which they call The Way of Salvation. I read the book. The thing inside was so good. It tell me all about the way that I can be saved. The book tell me so I can buy the whole Bible, and then I can learn plenty more. I did that thing, and I bought the whole Bible.
I want to hear more about these good words.
Let me read to you, Mary, the same words that the Lord Jesus himself said. Verily, verily, I said unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out.
Tell me some more about these good things, for they come good words to my heart.
For true, Mary, the time you put your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, he will save you. That time we do not have to fear to die, because we know that when we die, we will go to a good place. Jesus Christ is coming back someday, and he is going to take all the people who believe on him to live with him for all the time. Those who die for it will be raised up before we who are living. The Bible tells us that a big trouble time called tribulation will come after, but that is only for the same people.
I want to trust him as my savior, for I have done plenty of sins. Do you think that he can still save me? First time I drinking juice, I lie, I curse people. Do you think that he can forgive me for all that?
Yes, Mary, for Jesus said, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. You must know that Jesus' blood can cover all your sins, and that means all. If your sins are big, if your sins are small, Jesus Christ is free for all.
Oh Lord Jesus, I have done plenty of sins, but I do want you to save me. Dear Jesus, please come and help me, for I am so tired. I believe that you died for me and that you have now forgave my sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The heavy load is all gone. My sins are gone. Now I am ready to go to you.